Today, you are going to learn how to find a low-risk product to sell on Amazon. What most Amazon sellers think is a high-risk product is not what high-risk really is, because it has more to do with the market than it does with the makeup of the product, the material of the product, the category of the product. That's not where the real risk is. The major risk is the market. And I'm going to show you how to find a product that reduces that risk as much as humanly possible. Welcome back to the Jawcast. This is Seth Kniep, your host. So happy to be here today. Why do we call it the Jawcast? Because we started with a single dime, just one dime, J-O-D. And from that built my wealth, which opened up many doors that has led to Just One Dime Coaching today, which many would argue is the premier coaching company for teaching Amazon sellers how to successfully sell on Amazon. And today, you're going to learn another key part of selling on Amazon in 20 minutes or less. So how do I find a low-risk product to sell on Amazon? Well, first of all, what is a low-risk product? Well, it's a product with low competition. It's a product with low-cost PPC ads. It's a product that you can rank rapidly. It's a product with market share sustainability, and it is a product with lower sales, therefore, it has lower risk. And that is the point. You see, low-risk products generally have low competition. By low risk, I don't mean avoid technology, electronic products. I don't mean avoid products that are more likely to break or be more complicated. Yes, there is some virtue in doing that. I'm referring to avoiding products that have so much competition that you will end up spending an arm and a leg on PPC and taking months to advance to a point where you are profitable. Now, if you have the capital to do that, that's great. You can do that and end up making far more money. But sometimes you need to start small and more safely with a lower risk product, where most Amazon sellers would not even consider that because the demand is not strong enough. And therefore, you sort of fly under the radar. You see, a lack of competitiveness is often due to lower demand levels, which makes these markets less attractive for most sellers who choose to rather focus on popular, higher demand, and more trending products. This is also key in reducing hassles that originate from low-cost Chinese sellers who often saturate markets and start price wars or play with gray hat, oftentimes black hat techniques, like leaving you unfair critical reviews on your listing just so that they can sell more than you sell. One of the keys to this is low-cost PPC ads. Low competition levels have another benefit, and that is that you will spend less on ads, less on pay-per-click. You see, ad cost for any market on Amazon is directly linked to the strength of competition. This is because Amazon PPC is based on a bidding system. The more sellers, the higher the bids go. This is why low-profile product markets give you a powerful advantage when it comes to ad cost. They have fewer competitors, which means fewer bids, and ultimately means lower CPC, which stands for cost per click. When you launch a product that is less popular, as a general rule, your PPC costs are lower. Another advantage, as I mentioned, is rapid ranking. The lack of market competition coupled with low cost per click keywords means you can often rank your product more quickly. And when it is well differentiated, when it is a quality offering, when you have great photos, the ads can get you at the top of page one at far less cost, which should result in very good conversion. And that should lead you to solidifying an organic position for your listing on the first page of search results for your main keywords, sometimes in a matter of weeks or even days. Another key to a low-risk product or low-profile product is market share sustainability. This is the ability to rank your product quickly, which allows you to dominate in the current market and take a large percentage of the sales. And once you're established, it makes it much harder for someone else to come in and push you out of your slot. Then, by implementing our organic review garnering tactics that we teach at jod.com/freedom, which many other sellers will not, you should be able to get ahead and stay ahead of competitors, including those who enter later on. Another key to this is lower sales also mean lower risk. Now, while it is true that products in these markets will often not make hundreds of sales a day due to moderate demand, it is also true that your risk of failure will be far lower. because these products are not generally looked at as home runs, so sellers avoid them. This means there's less likelihood of copycats, price wars, hijackers, and this leads you to getting a larger market share and an ability to maintain your position. So, how do I know when a product is considered low risk or low profile? How can I grab that low-hanging fruit to make money more quickly and get a faster ROI? Well, I'm going to break this down into multiple categories. There are four. There's low demand standard products, there's seasonal products, there's larger heavy products, and there's high sell price products. In general, a high sell price product is a product with a selling price above $50. It sells on Amazon for $50 or more. Most beginner Amazon sellers tend to discard these products as they have a higher manufacturing cost. Also, the selling price level is beyond the limits of commonly suggested levels. Even software tools will often not find these products or recommend them as a product. That's a good thing. That differentiates you from what most software tools are saying. There is a benefit to higher sell price items. Due to lower demand, suppliers will often allow much smaller MOQs. In other words, the minimum order quantity you need to order for them to be willing to do business with you. In other words, you could purchase fewer units up front, keeping the initial investment in a fairly common range. Another massive benefit to higher priced items is profit margin. When people buy these products, they are ready to spend and there's far more flexibility in being able to elevate your price. Additionally, your profit in dollar terms is higher than a lower sell price product. This makes advertising and other semi-fixed costs more economical. So although you're going to sell less units or fewer units, your profit in dollar terms may well parallel that of a higher demand but lower priced product. So step number one in finding a low risk product is look at selling a high sell product. Number two category for a low risk or low profile product, look for a large or heavy product. When everyone's running one way, just turn your head the other way and just see what you see. Because in many cases, you're gonna find blue ocean water, less bloodied competition from the sharks of Amazon sellers. When you have a large or heavy product, most Amazon sellers tend to avoid selling them. They follow the good old, the product has to fit into a shoebox and weigh less than a pound, adage or rule. And therein, my friend, lies your opportunity. In general, these products are greater than 18 by 14 by 8 inches in size, and they weigh more than 5 pounds. What, Seth, he's saying I should sell a refrigerator? Perhaps, if that's what it takes to get a low profile product that will make you money. Although international shipping costs and FBA fulfillment fees may be higher, as with all products, this simply comes down to profit margin. The fact that most sellers instantly discard these markets makes them a massive source of opportunity for you. Now, often these products also fall within the first categorization, that is, they are more expensive. So you already have two barriers of entry. In other words, two methods by which to find a product that is lower risk. It's higher priced, it sells for more than 50, and it is larger or heavier. In other words, it is greater than 18 by 14 by 8 inches in size and weighs more than 5 pounds. Now, the next one will surprise many people because most people are going to say, never do what I'm about to tell you to do. But if you want to reduce your risk, this is an opportunity, my friend. There's a reason seasonal companies exist. Or should I say companies that sell seasonal products? And that's it. Sell seasonal products. Most sellers avoid seasonal products due to the volatile sales trends. This leaves many markets open to those who are willing to focus on or balance seasonal sales. Seasonal products also allow easier cash flow management in many instances as large reorders are less frequent. So you can make a lot of money selling seasonal products during a season. And then during off season, you can focus on building out your business to get ready for the next season or selling non-seasonal products. The idea is you're diversifying your offerings by selling some seasonal products and other year-round products. Remember, if you just do what conventional wisdom says, you're likely to run into a lot more competition. If you set up your business model correctly, a seasonal standard or a seasonal product makes total sense. Let me give you one more category for a low risk product. And that is what we like to call low demand standard products. Low demand standard products. In this category, we're referring to products that match all the classical criteria in terms of size, weight, selling price, etc. What is that criteria? We teach it at jod.com/freedom. If you'd like to meet with a team member, just go there. You can apply, meet with someone. They will listen to your goals, try to understand your strategy, and see how we can help you. jod.com/freedom. In this category of low demand standard products, the only difference between the main criteria we teach, the five main criteria, is the level of demand in these markets. When most sellers are looking for that, you know, one $30,000 a month revenue generating product, here we focus on the lower, less attractive end of the market at a revenue level between $3,000 and $9,000 per month. Now, yes, in FBA Mastery, the training that we have, we cover the five main product criteria, jod.com/freedom. We teach you how to measure demand by only considering products that were at least three of the top sellers sell a minimum of $5,000 per month. But keep in mind, that is a minimum standard. Here, we are focusing on the lower range specifically. I see so many people, they get stuck on one standard and they're just like, they're blind to everything else. Business is not static. It's constantly changing. There is a flow. There is a pivot that has to happen. No day will be the same as the previous day. You have to become comfortable in that environment when you are building a business. You will run into all sorts of obstacles. You will learn so much more about yourself as a human and your capacity to push through. That is why we offer so many different angles at which you can find a product so that you can make money and build your business. Now, I'm going to recap those four categories I just described, because you might be saying, okay, Seth, that's a lot of content. And Caleb's out there listening right now. So when is a product considered low risk or low profile? Number one, sell high sell price products, $50 or more. Number two, sell large or heavy products. Well, what's that, Seth? Well, its size is greater than 18 by 14 by 8 inches, and it weighs more than 5 pounds. And sell number three, seasonal products. How do I know? Just go to Niche Hunter, go to Helium 10, go to Keepa. They all show you how their product is selling around year round. Like, you can tell, oh man, this product, it sells really good on Mother's Day, or really good on February 14th, Valentine's Day, or really good during Christmas. You know it's seasonal. Number five, low demand standard products. Products that sell make a revenue between $3,000 and $9,000 a month, not your typical $20,000 to $30,000. Now, I'm going to give you very specific criteria for each of these categories to make this very easy to walk away with right now. Number one, let's go back to high sell price products. The product sells on Amazon for more than $50 and its monthly sales are over $100. Want to get real specific? Three competitive sellers on page one, each with fewer than 100 reviews, who are selling 100 or more units per month. If you have that criteria, my friend, you found a low risk product. Now, you may want to stay beneath what is called the small oversized tier so that your product does not have just these huge FBA fees. But keep in mind, the fees don't matter if you're profitable. Like, if the fees are high, who cares if you're making a profit, right? But if you said, Seth, I really want to stay underneath that, well, here's how to stay underneath the small oversized tier. The product must weigh under 70 pounds. It weighs like around the weight of my dog, Dakota, mascot of Just One Dime. The product size is under 60 inches by 30 inches with the longest side plus girth at under 130 inches. Now, if you don't know what girth is, that is the distance around the thickest part of the product's non-length sides. Now let's go to large or heavy products. Well, the product weighs over 5 pounds, its product size is over 18 by 14 by 8, and the sell price is over $50. Again, do calculate your margins before you source the product. But Seth said to sell a larger heavy product. He also said to make sure it's profitable. Otherwise, what's the point of moving money if you're not going to make a profit? So make sure it's profitable, because a larger heavy product will cost you more in FBA fees. And just a quick recap, FBA stands for Fulfilled by Amazon. It's the fee you pay Amazon for Amazon to fulfill the order for you. Next, we have seasonal products. Seasonal products are highly visible through product databases while they're in season, but they drop dramatically when out of season. By the way, if you guys Google this right now, movers and shakers, Amazon, it will take you to a link that shows you some of the most trending topics right now. And you can quickly notice what is coming into season by focusing on the products with the greatest drops in BSR. BSR stands for bestseller ranking. It's a way to rank how fast your product is selling per day. Keep in mind, you want to build your product just before the start of the season when the metrics look poor on Amazon, which is really good because a lot of competitors will not even be thinking about building their product when they see bad metrics. That's when you're building it. It's sort of like when the economy crashes, that's when you go buy, not when you sell. Everyone wants to sell. Well, that's why the smart people buy, because they know the value is going to go up someday and that's how they make money. So make sure the BSR looks bad when you're selling a seasonal product. That's the time when you have it built. So that by the time you launch and come into season, man, that thing just takes off like a tidal wave. Okay, the fourth category, recapping it one more time, low demand standard products. Monthly revenue of over 3,000, but under 9,000. Monthly sales of over 100, but under 300. And do make sure that three of the top competitors are generating a revenue of at least 3,000 per month, at or above your goal sell price. In other words, what the price you plan on selling it. Your goal sell price doesn't mean your launch price. You know, if I was just going to launch this coffee mug, and let's say my goal sell price is $35 because it is a badass coffee mug, I might launch it at $29 and slowly raise the price to $35 as it collects more ranking and reviews and has social proof. And as that trust goes up, so do my sales, so does the profit as a result. Now, if you are saying, Seth, this is a lot of great data, but I really would like to talk to someone more specifically about these details, you can apply for a meeting here, jod.com/freedom. Go there, meet with a team member. They will listen to your goals. They will understand where you are trying to get on Amazon, why you want to sell on Amazon, what your long-term dreams are, and they will strategize with you for free. It's completely free, and see how we can help you and if it's a good fit or not. In the meantime, you have an awesome rest of your day.